This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now you kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm gonna read it.
Dear Chase, there's stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second round of the Hot Corner. You missed it in the first hour. You can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com, Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Ortnerfy. We got Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. That one didn't resonate very well.
I like it.
Ortner Willify?
That's what
Willify.
He says to the ladies.
Willify would have been good.
You're about to get Ortner-fied.
You're about to get Ortner-fied.
Not one that's ever come up.
Get away from me.
Not yet.
Don't touch me.
I think if I drop that one, I think I'm going home empty-handed.
I don't know.
Give it
a try.
I think I will.
I think you might go home one-handed.
Be hanging out with
mean righty again.
Just me and old Rosie.
Jill.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Do you do like the South Park Jennifer Lopez thing where you dress her up with your hand?
I love you.
Put little beady eyes on it.
Out here enjoying my 20s. Damn it, guys.
I'm an old school stranger guy. You know, just sit on that hand till she gets numb.
God.
We're gonna preview. I was about to say slide, and I was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
We're about to astro glide into this next segment.
We're now here ready to preview divisions leading up to the season, as we always like to do, as is tradition on the Hot Corner, going back to days of future lore. And I'd like to start in the American League East. Let's just get a little juicy as we ride in this. Last year, the New York Yankees won that division. The Baltimore Orioles made the playoffs. And the rest of the division was really strange. The Rays kind of dropped off, despite being their normal Tampa Bay Rays. The Red Sox got hot kind of at the end of the year, even though it didn't make the playoffs on what I thought was going to be one of the worst teams in baseball. And the Toronto Blue Jays finished dead last and just looked atrocious and lost doing it. So, Joe, I'll open this floor to you. You look at this division, a lot is going on. Okay, Bregman to the Red Sox. Garrett Crochet is in the Red Sox now. Walker Buehler is a Red Sox.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have clearly spent some money, gone after some things. As we touched on the first hour, there's this Devers situation, which is now going to lay over their heads. But we both agree, even though he's a cheating loser, that Alex Cora is a fantastic manager. Your Orioles, beautifully created system here. The studs they got there are going to be there for a long time.
Lineup is great. Lineup starting is, rotation.
A little questionable. And now you got the Blue Jays that seem to swing and miss on every free agent, including maybe ones they have in-house. So, Joe, I'll ask you real quick, like, how do you see this division kind of shaping up?
I mean, you said it earlier in the show that there is little room for error in this division.
Very little. I think this is the toughest division top to bottom. Yeah, top to bottom, I think this is the toughest division.
I mean, because didn't really mention the Rays at all, but, I mean, they have talent.
I don't know how you count them out. Shane McClanahan's coming back. I mean, Taj Bradley was their second-best starter last year, and he might not make the rotation after injuries come back.
Was it the French dude from the Dodgers that's on the team that they got in the Glasnow trade?
Junior Caminero looks like a Jackson Merrill, Churio kind of holiday kind of stud.
As far as on pitching goes and guys returning, I mean, like, is Drew Rasmussen, former Oregon State player, is he going to be able to come back and get back to form how
Rasmussen,
he was?
McClanahan, I mean, Spears, they got guys coming.
This is... very hard to predict, this division.
I think,
like,
so, too.
It is a total crapshoot. I feel like we can basically confidently say that the Blue Jays are likely to finish last.
I think so, too. That rotation is really rough. They got names, but they had names last year.
Yeah. I mean, they're 1-9 right now, projected opening day. Springer, Guerrero, Santander, Bo Bichette. And then after that, it gets a little hairy. Will Wagner, Alejandro Kirk. They did get Andrés Giménez at second.
I love that pickup for them.
It's a good one. I mean, that infield with him, Bo Bichette's a great shortstop as far as what he brings at the plate, you know, to be seen. Ernie Clement at third base.
That's your third.
Nathan Lukes at center field.
Yeah, we're a little rough.
I mean, as far as 1-9 goes,
Springer can't play center anymore, speaking of guys moving.
And then, you know.
They just signed Justin Turner today.
You look at the 1-9.
No, they didn't. The Cubs did.
You look at the 1-9 for the Rays, and it's kind of similar where it's pretty top-heavy. Yandy Diaz, Brandon Lowe, Junior Caminero, Josh Lowe, Danny Jansen at catcher, Christopher Morel, and then you go to Jonathan Arenado, Johnny DeLuca, Taylor Walls.
Two things I will say about Tampa. One, Kevin Cash.
Yes.
Kevin Cash / management.
Yeah.
Okay? That will always put Tampa in a position to not be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Might not make them World Series caliber, but it will put them in a position to not be terrible. Number two, they are not playing at Tropicana this year.
That's right.
They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, okay, which is a replica. The dimensions are a replica of Yankee Stadium. My Rays friend told me this. He said, we're not winning the division. We're not probably going to the playoffs. But we have some guys that hit really well at Yankee Stadium, and we're in a carbon copy of Yankee Stadium. It doesn't look like, you know, the flagpoles in the outfield and, you know, the hallowed grounds and the ghosts and all that stuff. But dimensions are dimensions. I think they'll be a little sneaky.
I think so, too.
I think they're going to be that pain in the ass team. We always have them in each division. There's a pain in the ass team.
Well, and the thing with the Orioles is that while their starting pitching leaves a lot to be desired, like Zach Eflin's probably going to be your two behind Grayson Rodriguez.
Oh, for the Orioles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to be heavily relying on their offense, and their offense did not finish the season well last year at all.
No, and they have a little bit of a playoff problem. They have a little bit of a big game problem.
Yeah, they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. Was it 0-10?
I give them a little bit of a pass because of how young they are. They're still learning.
But this upcoming season, this would be the third year in a row they make the playoffs. I don't think you really get that excuse anymore. I understand a couple of years ago you were like, hey, man, they just got here, and when they lost to the Rangers, okay, pass. Last year, you scored one run in the two games against the Royals.
Against
a Royals team who was not playing particularly well either.
They weren't at the end of the year. I like the Royals this year. They did not play well last year.
So I really don't think they get much of a pass if they make the playoffs this third
and
year.
And what really concerns me about the Orioles is Hyde.
Yeah,
I think he's on the hot seat.
I don't know. I think he is.
I think this nucleus is so important and so crucial and so ready to do something. And you can talk about being young and ahead of the game and flaring out, and you can talk about like being ahead of the game and still kind of not performing. I don't know if he survives a third time in the playoffs with no results.
The only reason I think he does is because he went through so many bad seasons with the team.
I agree, but so did the guy before AJ Hinch, and what's his name? Exactly.
What's his name? Jose, damn it!
Yep, exactly. It might be time. That's my biggest. Now, I think at the deadline, I think the Orioles are stacked enough that I think at the deadline, they have the ammunition to go get somebody. It just depends on who's on the market, and they need a pitcher. They need a starting pitcher. You lose Corbin Burns, and there's no replacement. Now, who's the Korean guy that they got?
Oh, God. It's spacing me, for God's sakes.
Right, he's Korean, I believe. They got a guy who's supposed to be legit.
And he's probably going to be their fifth starter. And
we'll see what Grayson Rodriguez does. You know, there's still a chance that the guys they have in this rotation are still good. We just got to see it. The bullpen is going to be fantastic.
Well, Grayson Rodriguez is good.
He is good.
They just got injured all hell last year.
But is he great?
That's going to be the hope.
Because you had Corbin Burns.
Well, and you spent a first-round draft pick on Grayson Rodriguez a couple of years ago, too. So, my God. And he's from Japan. Tomoyuki Suganu.
There you go. I think of all the teams in this division. God.
Fangraphs has Charlie Morton as our third starter.
You should. Old man Morton, he's great.
41.
I think of all the teams in this division, obviously the Red Sox and Yankees have huge pressure on them. I think the Orioles have the most pressure on them. And that's why I worry about Hyde. Because this is a big year for them. And everyone in the division is getting better.
I mean, you look through their 1-5 or 1-9. I mean, Henderson, Rutschman, Ryan O'Hearn, Tyler O'Neill, they picked up in free agency. Colton Cowser, Ryan Mountcastle, Cedric Mullins, Westberg, Jackson Holliday.
I mean, Jackson's going to be better. Adley and Gunner, you have to assume, are just going to keep getting better.
Well, and Adley needs to be better this year.
Yeah.
He did not have that great of a year this year. The big question marks on this 1-9 is Tyler O'Neill. Is he going to be able to provide you the power that he's been doing in the last few years?
Sure.
And do it efficiently? And are Mountcastle and Mullins able to bounce back after having really down years as well? So, God, it honestly kills me to somewhat think that this might be a Red Sox-Yankees race for number one.
Well, that was the quick question. I think, you know, Joe, if you got to pick someone new in this division, I think we're taking the Yankees.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about it. Will, you can chime in. Jordan's not here, so we'll just make your picks. We'll attach them to his. It feels like this division is the Yankees, but I don't love it because I don't love their starting pitching. You know, they got Devin Williams in the bullpen with Luke Weaver, but I don't love the rest of it. And as much as I love adding Bellinger and Goldie, I still think there's a lot of holes defensively, and The infield, I don't think, is very good for the Yankees. I'm really down on Jazz Chisholm, but the money might come to the future. Does anybody think the Red Sox can win this division?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're gonna be a tough out this
year.
I
think their offense is going to struggle.
FanGraphs has this year's projections as Yankees winning, Red Sox coming in second by just two games. They literally have every team in this division separated by five games total. They've got Yankees winning it, Red Sox coming in second, Orioles third, Blue Jays and Rays tied for fourth. I'll get you some win totals, too, when we come out of the break.
All right, we'll write them down now. Will, you get to choose for our backup producer, Jordan Schultz. Who do you got?
I'm probably leaning with New York.
Okay.
I'm just going to stay chalk on that one. It feels like they always find a way to
be
in the mix.
They got better, quite frankly.
Joe, you'll take the Yankees?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a big midseason trade. This is my big swing of the season. I'm going to take Jozo's. I'll take the Orioles to win this division.
And I love you for it.
I like them in the midseason making a trade for a stud, whether it's like a Sandy Alcantara or a Shane Bieber or somebody like that.
It'll be fun to get Sandy back.
I just think I love the nucleus of these kids in Baltimore. I have to believe in them.
Well, I'm glad that one of us has faith in
it. It'll be my wrong take. It'll be my biggest wrong take. Yanks will win the World Series. I don't know. It'll be my big wrong take, but that's what I'm going to say. Right. Speaking of that, when we come back, we'll slide over to the National League and check out the East. Also a little competitive, but maybe not as much so. We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Will Ortner behind the glass. 1080 The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Love baseball? So do these guys. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
We'll be right back. Fair or Foul coming up in about 15 minutes.
Do you want some AL East win totals?
I do, please.
According
hit
to
me.
DraftKings?
Hit me.
I always like this quick game, and we'll try and make it quick here as guessing the win total.
Okay.
Baltimore, what do you think it is set at?
Baltimore.
And Will, you can play this as well.
Baltimore, I'll say 87 and a half.
Will?
92.
Ooh, I love the optimism.
I love Will's optimism.
87 and a half.
Ooh, baby!
Right on bloop, the money. Bloop. New York Yankees.
94 and a half.
Will? 92.
91 and a half.
Ooh, Will, we'll get that to Will.
Boston.
Wow, it really is that close.
Yeah, Boston.
Now, do I have to guess their choice or what I think?
Well, I got DraftKings here.
I know. Do I have to guess their choice or can I tell you what I think?
Well,
they're...
I mean, it's, you know, you saying a number shows what you think.
I'll say 86 and a half.
86 and a half. Wow. Sorry, Will, I totally jumped the gun on that. You were going to say 86 and a half. I know you were.
No, that was the actual answer?
Yeah, my bad.
86 and a half.
Bloop.
Ooh, two, how about two. This?
Tampa Bay, Will, you go first. What do you think for them?
Probably 77.
Okay.
I'm going to go 84 and a half.
You guys meet right at the middle at 81 and a half.
That seems, I might take the over on that. I might go to A&A during Fan Madness and put some money on the Rays.
Well, your track record's so great on that.
Thanks, Joe.
Toronto's, what do you have there?
I think Toronto's going to finish last. I lean more towards the, like, 80.
I'm going to go 79.
I'll say 79 and a half.
77.
And it's 78 and a half. Look at you two.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. That was hot.
Will's all negative and I'm all positive.
I'm kind of aroused over here.
All right, let's slide over to the National League East. A very interesting division, right? Who won this division last year? Well,
I mean, it was the Phillies, right?
Yeah, that would be the Philadelphia Phillies. Who went further in the playoffs in this division?
The New York
Mets. That'd be the New York Mets. Who has won a World Series most recently in this division?
The Atlanta Braves.
Correct. We can all know that Miami is toast.
Whoa!
Should, Joe, right before the season starts, we should talk about who we think are the worst teams in baseball. It might not be what is Colorado Rockies. It might be the Miami Marlins.
I mean, the fact that they literally signed nobody and they were already one of the worst teams.
And traded dudes that were good.
Let's bring it back. I think we're really on the come up this year, guys.
I will say, if you're a nerd baseball fan out there, watch the Nationals. Watch them. Dylan Cruz, they got some guys.
my pick last year to be the worst team in the MLB.
And they surprised us both. They were a lot better last year than we thought. I really like the Nationals as a team to just watch. Last year I said the Marlins were going to be that pain in the ass out in the East. That was wrong.
Yeah, they were for themselves.
I think Rizzo and that front office in Washington is really building something. They got a lot for Juan Soto when they traded him to the Padres, and that is starting to come fruition, plus their own draft picks. I really like what Washington is building. They're just not there, but I think you should watch them. I think they might be fun.
I think
they might be fun.
I think that they're going to be who is the team that who the Cubs were supposed to be last year for us, where we said that the Cubs. Well, I think we even took the Cubs to win the division.
I took the Cubs to win the division. Yeah. I know that.
So okay, maybe not that far. I'm trying to think. I feel like there was a team last year. I think this was kind of like our AL Central last year, where we were like the Nationals could be my Tigers or your Royals.
Yeah.
Where they are a little bit more competitive, just better than they've been in the past. Like, not maybe a playoff team, but just a tough out.
And I think they
good could, young talent and, just better than expected.
And I think the Nationals could be that. The difference between that conversation is the Royals and the Tigers did make the playoffs.
Yes.
I think in this division with Atlanta, New York, and Philly,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be basically impossible, especially with, you know, we'll look at the National League West in the future. I think wild card spots are very few and far between. Your best bet in this league is winning your division. So that puts us as Braves, Mets, Phillies. And I'll start real quick with a hot take. I actually don't know where I'm going in this division yet. I'm waiting for this conversation, Joe, between you and I and Will, before I can decide who I really think is going to win this division. But I will say this. Philly's got to win now.
Yeah.
They got to win now. Yeah. Nola, Wheeler, Harper, Realmuto, Turner. Like, Turner's the young guy, but even he's getting older. Like, this is the old team on the block. Okay, the Braves have some older guys, but they've got some younger guys. Spencer Schwellenbach, you know, Albies isn't that old. Let's not forget a guy named Ronald Acuna Jr. The Phillies right now, Bryson Stott, Alec Bohm, those are their young kids, but their core is Castellanos, Harper, Realmuto,
Trey Turner, Schwarber.
Zach Wheeler. Schwarber is old. Aaron Nola, like, this team has to win right now.
Yeah. Man, and there was a graphic the other day. I don't know if it was on MLB's Twitter page, but they said, they're like, which lineup are you taking, Dodgers or Braves? And I was like, whoa. And then I clicked over to the Braves graphic. Dude.
1 through 9 is pretty nice.
Yes. You know, and the Braves just ran into just terrible injury luck last
Albies
year.
Albies was out forever. Olsen had a down year. And
everybody was out, it seemed like.
Michael Harris was on the DL for a while.
I would be shocked if that happened again. And then even the guys that you did have that were healthy just did not hit nearly as well. But they're 1 through 9, man. It's right up there. When I was looking at it, I was like, dude, it could be better than the Dodgers 1 through 9. 1 through 4 for the Dodgers is like, okay.
Paging 27 Yankees. What I really love is the Braves have lost Max Fried in their rotation.
Right.
And I still think their rotation is great. Strider's going to be ready at the beginning of the season.
Is he?
Yep. Spencer Schwellenbach is a new cornerstone of my fantasy league. How great I think he is.
Strider did not get Tommy John.
He did.
He did?
He did.
Okay. Because I feel like there was a player.
But he got it before the season.
Okay. My memory doesn't serve me correct. I remember there was a few injuries at the beginning of last year.
Strider, Bieber were the big Tommy Johns.
And there was one more that we thought maybe was going to have to get it, but didn't.
Gerrit Cole.
That's okay.
I mean, maybe you're thinking of somebody else.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and
look. But for me, the big ones were Strider and Bieber got Tommy John, both Cy Young caliber, and we thought Gerrit Cole was going to get his Tommy John, and he didn't.
Yeah, maybe it was Cole.
Then turned out to be pretty good.
You know, there's part of me that wants to take the Braves, but
there's part of me that wants to take the Mets. Frankie, Juan Soto, Nimmo's healthy, Pete Alonso's back. They're the, like, sexy, like, look at all these dudes we got. Alvarez, the kid, like, let's do this.
Yeah, it's just their starting pitching.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
And I think their bullpen's not very good either. They got the best reliever from the Yankees and decided to turn him into a starter. I do like Kodai.
I am leaning the Braves just because I will find it hard to believe that they're going to have the same injury bug as last year. And this team is very good. They have a great manager. I just think that also the Phillies, once they started playing better teams, like, it was one of those.
They got out to that big stretch last year. We talked about it all season long.
It was one of those schedules, man, where it was like you played a lot of garbage teams to start, and you did what you were supposed to do against bad teams. You won. But when they started playing better competition, the wins started becoming less and less, and it was that gap got closed a bit. Where the Mets felt like they had a chance to win the division. The Braves, they kind of, you know, fell out of it because of the injuries again. But if things stay all good, injury-free, I feel like this is the Braves' division this year.
Will, you got anything to contribute? You get to choose for Schultzy.
Take the Marlins.
I have a hard time going against the Phillies. $100
on the line.
Just because of...
Going against who?
The Phillies, just because of the success that they've had. But also, at the same time, doesn't it feel like the window's gone? Like, it was there.
Well,
I don't think that they win this year. I think it was there, and you've seen...
When they lost to the Astros in the World Series?
Right. Like, most teams, if they're kept together and Nico Harrison doesn't trade away their star, you go on a bell curve. And no, not everything is truly linear,
but
you're going to have...
Bell in Philly.
Ah,
I got you.
Cheeky. Nice.
You're just going to have moments, though, where it's like, here's your peak. And if you don't win it in those two or three peak years, you go back down. And right now, as much as I want to take Philly and I want to be proven wrong, I think they're a fun team. I like it when they're having success at the end of the year. I think the Bank is a fun baseball stadium to have home games. It might be top one.
Yeah.
It really might be. If you're talking about pure postseason baseball, it might be the Bank. But there's just something about that team that I just don't trust. I don't know that I necessarily go to Atlanta then, but it feels
we
like
got a Met kid in the house.
I think I might go New York.
Go there. There's no reason you shouldn't. Because they got a top five player in baseball in Juan Soto.
Right.
Okay, their bullpen is better.
Their owner is willing to spend, and he will go out and make a move if they're not in the right spot.
Frankie Lindor was bad for a couple years, and he looks like what he's bought and paid for right now, if not more. Pete Alonso's back, should be more invigorated, more focused. I don't think you're wrong to choose the Mets.
Acuña's knee's 90%.
I'm putting the pen to paper for Mets.
Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets go.
I will finish and we'll get out of here on this because we're way up against it. We'll do fair or foul next. I fully support everything you said, Will, about the Phillies. Except I'm the opposite. I'll take the Phillies. Desperation. This is it.
Three.
This is the last push.
It's either now or it's now.
Dombrowski, I trust him as a GM. I trust him as a president of baseball ops. You've got to do it now. Real Muto's coming up. Turner's coming up. Harper, you're on the books for forever, and he's aging.
Schwarber's
you got to do it now. Schwarber's old. You got Wheeler in a prime coming off of Cy Young. Aaron Nola was supposed to be your future. Little stumble, but he's still an excellent top-tier pitcher. I'm going to take Phillies out of pure desperation. I kind of like Joe's take of the Braves being solid and just weathering the storm. But I also love Will's take of the Mets being sexy and getting on a run. I'm going to take the Phillies. I think they have the best roster top to bottom.
And I will get you win totals before fair or foul.
Great. When we come back, fair or foul. But first, we'll throw it to the big fella Will for sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to our number one producer. Never misses a show. That is Will. Oh, no, no, wait. Hold up.
I have win totals. I'll just run through these for the sake of time. Miami.
No, we want to guess.
All right, fine. What the hell?
That'll be the fair or foul.
Fine. Miami. What's theirs?
5.
58.5.
Yeah, I'd say. Let's go.
They all won prices, 62 last year?
All prices rights it. 57.
63.5.
Wow, better than last year. Okay.
Washington. The Nationals.
Ooh, I'll go 73.5.
70.
It is 72.5. And now we get to the top of the division.
Oh, God, I have no idea here.
Atlanta.
They have them finishing third.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm mixing it up here. Maybe they're supposed to win it.
Atlanta, I will say 89.5.
Let's go 87.
93.5.
Ooh, wow. I like that. Bravos.
Wow.
I probably would bet that under.
That seems hard.
The New York Mets.
90.5.
I would say 90.
90.5.
Bloop.
And the Philadelphia Phillies?
I'll go 96.5. I'll double down on that. I'll take that Pepsi challenge.
92.
91.5.
Wow, they have the Braves winning that division.
By win total, technically DraftKings. But Fangraphs also has projected for the Braves to win the division as well.
I wonder how much of that is, because with gambling, you do have to remember, is it the recent success and the name value that they have?
Totally. And are people going to bet that number down, bet that number up? Yeah, I'm with you. You're the gambling guy.
I mean, Fangraphs has, they have Atlanta at 93-69.
I was surprised to hear that number for Atlanta. They have
the Phillies projected at, they have the Mets and Phillies both projected at 87 wins, so hitting the under.
Wow, because I would think the Phillies, God, I would think the Phillies and Mets would be over 90 and the Braves would be under 90 from Fangraphs. But hey, that's what they do for a living. We'll turn it over to Will Ortner for Fair or Foul.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had a arbitrary, let's call it a deadline, that did not get reached with the Toronto Blue Jays. Fair or foul, he actually gets to free agency.
Oh, we kind of talked about this already. Go for it, Pat.
My name is Patrick.
Don't ever call me that again.
I mean, this is fair. I mean, I think... You know, Will, you mentioned this with Scott Boras, and we talked about it earlier. I think he kind of said, like, this is where my number is. If you're not interested, I will go see if somebody else wants me for this number. And I actually think it's really dangerous for, if you're the Blue Jays, for him to say, this is where my number is. And they're kind of like, hey, we don't think we're there, so you should test. And then he tests. Let's say he finds out nobody wants that number. Do you think he's going to be like, you know what, Toronto? You were right. My number's not that. I'll come back to you. Yeah, I think he will. I think he will for sure go to free agency. It's too much money. All the drama with Soto, he wants that.
So are you framing this as if he won't get traded? Because, I mean, he got
to this as no trade.
Okay.
But then they get,
because he's
going to
go to free agency, obviously.
We don't know that. I mean, he could still re-sign this year. They could renegotiate.
He could get traded, and maybe he re-signs with them.
Yeah, he could re... Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I don't think either of those are going to happen. I think that... well, I don't think he's going to get traded and then sign with that team, like, in the middle of the season. Or get traded before.
The Padres tried with Soto.
I'm going to say foul that he does get traded at the deadline to some team. God, how did I say that out loud? I'm doing a walk back in my own mind.
Cleveland.
Seattle.
I'm sticking to my guns that he gets traded.
He could actually mash in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
He would actually be a great fit.
No, he's
hitting .212.
Dude, he could totally hit in Seattle. Dude, that right field porch ain't bad.
I say that he gets traded before the deadline. Some team picks him up with hopes and dreams of signing him in the offseason.
It's just center and left in Seattle, okay? That's really all it is. Right field ain't that bad.
It's crooked. I've been on home plate. It's crooked.
And the gaps in center and left, or center right and center left, are huge.
It's crooked. The batter's eye. I blame the batter's eye.
Just saying, Manny Ramirez loves doubles.
Manny loves him some Manny, too.
That is true.
In spring training, they're going to start trying out and testing out the automated ball strike challenge system. So if you don't know what this is, they've done it a little bit in the minor leagues where an umpire might say something is a ball. Pitcher can challenge, or catcher would challenge. Batter, if it's a strike, they can challenge. They check it. It takes about 30 seconds to go through it. Fair or foul? This is actually bad for baseball.
I will start. I will preface with, I thought larger bases and pitch clock were bad for baseball because I thought that they were attempts to speed the game up but would actually slow it down, and I was very, very wrong. However, I will double down on that. I think despite strike or balls being called and reviewed that quickly, I still think it'll slow the game down. And baseball is on a momentum, a trajectory of getting this game faster, getting this game more exciting. And if we're finishing games in under 2 hours, I want to keep it there. And I'm afraid challenging balls and strikes will extend the game. Also, the human element has been the history of the game since its creation before the Civil War. All right? Go ask the imperfect game. Go ask the Royals who won in 86. Go ask a bunch of calls that are missed. Like, I love that part of the game. Foul. Fair. Fair. I think it's a bad idea.
I agree with Patrick. I mean, we're going to get it, right? We're going to get...
I know.
I mean, that's one of those things. Is I feel like this is a...
But reviews, I think, would be bad.
I feel like this is an exercise in futility, me saying, no, this isn't good for the game of baseball. They should never do it, but they're
Wazoo will join the Big 12. False.
Yeah, it's not good. I agree with Patrick. It'll slow things down. The human element and... Say what you want about, like, old men umpires that can barely see and know what's going on shouldn't decide games.
Dude, go watch the English Premier League. Those refs are on fire all days, every day.
It doesn't matter. Every sport has old dudes making bad calls, so I don't know why MLB and baseball has to curtail to technology and making this happen, but whatever. You know, if this is where things are going... We'll still love the game of baseball, but I just think it's, yeah, a step in the wrong direction.
Hey, nobody in baseball is going on their own podcast saying that the sport is boring, so that's great.
It's true.
Not yet, at least. I'll tell you right now, I hate robot umps or any call towards it.
I thought you were going to say, I hate Draymond Green.
I ignore Draymond Green.
A random thing that I saw today, though, as far as like people saying that their sport sucks... Kevin Durant went on Twitter today and basically said
his
sport
sucks.
Yeah, told someone
that's
like,
two in 4 days.
They're like, go watch hockey then.
Because Draymond was like, this is boring.
Yeah, someone was like, well, you know, NHL, or they're like, where's the physicality and, you know, the intensity? And he was basically like, dude, go watch NHL there. That's pretty physical and intense.
Don't you know we're soft and we like it?
To his 21 million followers basically saying, yeah, don't watch us then.
They're the worst.
It's just like, not the smart move there, Kevin.
All right. By the way, Kansas lost by 35.
Yeah, that was butt-whooping. Last fair foul, Joe Buck. It was announced.
Joe Buck will be
on the call for the Brewers-Yankees opening day game.
Whoa!
It's his first baseball call since 2021. Fair or foul, we need more Joe Buck calling baseball games.
Fair. And I have warmed up to Joe Buck immensely over the last couple of years.
His football's good. His football's really good.
He has this sort of demeanor and, like, he just carries himself much different in the booth than he used to 10, 15 years ago. He almost has this kind of, like, don't give an F, like, hate me or love me approach now, where he's not as polished and not, that is a disgusting act by Randy Moss. Like, I have really come on to like Joe Buck a lot more over these last couple of years, and I think that his baseball calls are fantastic. I think that he should be calling a lot more important games in baseball. I like Brian Anderson, don't get me wrong.
Oh, I love Brian Anderson.
But I think we need a bit more Joe Buck in baseball.
This show is knocking on 10 years. I've spent the last 10 years of my life telling you that Joe Buck is atrocious. And he has an agenda, and he called the 04 World Series where the Red Sox broke the curse, but they beat the Cardinals, so his call is garbage because he didn't want his dad's team to lose, which they did. They got swept. Manny Ramirez, World Series MVP. Go Tribe. Fair. I need more Joe Buck in my life, because if there's anything about baseball that we love is controversy, and I love hating Joe Buck. I love hating him.
He's crazy.
And I listen to every game he calls. I would turn on the radio if he was calling Cardinals games on the radio July 8th, a Wednesday, against the Pirates. And I don't know the names of the starters. I would turn it on to hate Joe Buck. Yeah, give me more Joe Buck. His football is fantastic. His move from Fox to ESPN. Remember when that happened? We were like, that's a dumb move. And in baseball, we were kind of like, whoa, no Joe Buck for the World Series? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, again, he just kind of has
But then Fox
this...
figured it out, and I think Fox baseball coverage is fantastic right now. But then he went to ESPN and just did football and was like, oh, right, you're one of the GOATs. And now I get it. I will watch that game. Is it on TV?
I would assume it's on ESPN.
ESPN has the first game, so he's gonna do ESPN games instead of Carl Ravitch and Alex Rodriguez and Eduardo Perez.
I don't know about that.
He's not gonna do like Sunday Night Baseball. Like,
I think it's still Carl Ravitch.
I mean, I love Ravi.
Joe Bug doesn't need to do that.
I'm Karl Malone. That is Will Ortner. That is Farrah Fowl. We come back. We'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
It's always baseball season. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Coming up for the next 15 minutes, Patrick thinks Joe Fisher is a joke. Patrick thinks LeBron James sitting out the All-Star game is a bigger deal than Drake May being a Pro Bowler.
I think that LeBron that screwed some dude, someone out of an All-Star
some
appearance.
Some dude that I just said Kazuntai when you said his name was more deserving to be an NBA All-Star than Drake May in the Pro Bowl.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to find out who would have taken his spot, and I'm going to look in his contract, and if there's a clause in there about that player being able to make an
there's
extra million or two
everybody's.
Because he could have been an All-Star and LeBron took that away from him, you're not going to be laughing.
But that doesn't mean he deserves it, Joe.
Well, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He had a good year.
No, he had a fine year. He had a fine half a year that nobody watched, and he got in because the second greatest player of all time decided to sit one out. That doesn't mean he's better than what he is. That means he's the same as what he is.
I'm pretty sure.
Is Drake May a better player because he made the Pro Bowl this year? Will, football boy, is Drake May a better quarterback because he made the Pro Bowl this year or if he didn't make the Pro Bowl this year?
Probably
made
the same.
He probably made a couple extra bucks, though. Good for him.
So who these guys all make more bucks than we all do. What the hell do you care?
Good Joe, it actually might matter.
Get your finger on the dump button for a minute, Will. Just
it might
case.
Actually matter more to Drake May because he's on a rookie deal. So he has a big signing bonus, but then everything else is slotted.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So when he makes a Pro Bowl, it could be a bigger deal for Drake May because he gets paid more.
That's right, because when I become a free agent, I might sign a more lucrative deal than the one I have currently.
I think it's just
Patrick Harris, not Drake May.
Well, I'm saying the Pro Bowl clause.
I know that guy plays football for a living and makes what's the league minimum? 7.5
He makes more than the
league. Exactly, minimum. Will. Get out of here. Some dude like what did you say? I like Gesundheit. Is that who it was? Played 15 seconds.
Alperen Şengün.
He made the All-Star game though.
Because people
voted for him.
Called out.
Well, no.
Nobody else called out. LeBron's the only one that called out.
I'm not paying attention to who actually made it.
LeBron's the only one that called out.
I believe so.
Nobody else called out?
No, there was someone else, I feel like. I don't know.
Alperen Şengün, he made it. He was not a like.
What team does he play for?
He's on Houston. Basically, the Rockets needed a player, and he's the best player on the Rockets because the Rockets, I believe, are second or third. Oh, they're fourth now. In the West, that's why he made the team. He was the best player, essentially, that had an easier spot to get in because they weren't going to put in Jalen Green.
LeBron's selfish.
That's a bad take, dude.
LeBron's selfish, man.
What are you about to tell me? The Blazers got a better chance of winning a natty than the first overall pick? Is that where you're going with this?
Absolutely not.
That well, they can't win a natty because they don't play college basketball.
That's just mathematically not even true.
Shout out Sports Sunday.
Yeah, I should probably fill in what Patrick's talking about. Rashad, love him to death.
Our good boy Rashad. Rashad Evans, as I like to call him.
I always think
it's Rashad Lewis. Like when I say Rashad Evans, I think it's Rashad Lewis.
Rashad said,
although Rashad Evans might be the better compliment.
He said that the Blazers have a better chance right now to win a championship than they do at getting the number one overall pick, which again is just mathematically
incorrect,
not true, and also just optically in just looking at the trajectory of this team is not true.
Also, capture the flag,
100%. Well, we are not going to be able to do that. We peed our pants, and now we're in the locker room.
Farrah Fowl, Cooper Flagg plays one more year at Duke. Real quick.
I pray to God he does.
Fair. Let's go, baby.
He's not going to. He is so gone.
Why not? Make $3 million and hang out at Duke.
Yeah, make $3 million this year and delay making $40 million
I love it.
One year more.
He'll still be number one. All right, we're off next week. We'll see you in a couple weeks. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Garris. Thank you, Will. Love you, baby. Today in the Fan, do something I do.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.